You're listening to a podcast made the Johnsonville way.
Welcome, one and all, to Off the Clock, a podcast made the Johnsonville way. My name is Joe Horsemeyer, and to my left, I am sitting next to
Krista Brazzo.
Hey, Krista, how are you today?
I'm great, Joe. How are you?
You're great. Every time I ask you that, you say you're great.
Yeah.
That is, there's so much weight. Oh. I was just going to say, there's so much weight to that word great. Oh. Like, if you said awesome, I would have you explain how awesome you are.
What if I was, someday I was like, I'm okay, Joe.
Well, then we'll talk off mic.
Okay.
Yeah. But anyways, we're not going to talk anymore.
No.
Because we have a guest with us.
We do.
Who is that guest?
Hello, I'm Ashley Selznick. Nice to meet you guys.
We're so excited.
We
to
totally
have you
set
here.
Her up terribly
we
for
did.
That. We were looking at each other,
our
having
bad.
Our own thing, and then we were like, "And who's that guest?" We both looked at her. She was like,
"That's okay." Jeff forgot to introduce me in the Sean episode.
It was great. Ooh. It was great. No, you don't even realize there was
like
so much more
voice.
That I took out of that conversation. So
awesome.
It was great. It was great.
We're more on the ball this time around.
Are you sure?
I think so.
It's okay. Not as much fun.
Mm-mm, no.
True. Very
Ashley,
true.
Ashley, we want to give you the same opportunity that we give everyone else. So welcome to Off the Clock, where we talk to members about what they do when they are not on the clock.
As the title would imply.
We have some insider information that you have a pretty epic off-the-clock story.
I mean,
but
we're not going to get there first.
Yeah, we're...
No, no, no. I'm teasing you right now.
We're going to start with your on-the-clock story.
Yeah, we do want to know what you do at Johnsonville and why.
When you started.
Well, the why is always a question, I think, for everyone here, right?
Wow. This is good.
Yeah.
Great guest.
Deep.
Great guest.
All right. Well, I have been here just about 3 years.
Okay.
And I am our demand planner for food service and international. And currently summer sausage, but I think we're moving that around, so... I'll be kicked off the retail plate. But Food Service International, really fun because they are launching all sorts of new fun projects and growing like crazy. So there's always something to do.
Is that the role you came into at Johnsonville?
No. So I started, or I guess my Johnsonville story.
Let's hear this.
All
I'm
right.
sitting. Krista, are you sitting?
I'm sitting.
Okay, let's hear this.
You know, take a load off,
yeah.
Lay back.
Yeah.
So I was working, well, I guess... All right. Let's go way back.
Oh,
going
again.
Way back.
Oh. Should I lie down?
Now I've picked my feet up. My feet are up on the table.
So following high school, I lived in a different place almost every year for about 10 years. I called my resume kind of the choose your own adventure, you know, did a bunch of different stuff. At the time, I was in Chicago working for a university, and I just so happened to like graduate from my master's program, and my lease was up in August, and like it was one of those perfect situations. I was working in development or fundraising at the time, and like I couldn't even sell pizzas in high school, guys. Like I knew this was not the career for me. So I gave my boss like 4 months notice, said, hey, you know, come August, I'm gonna peace out. This is gonna be awesome. August was a super busy month that month, so I was going to move home, live with the parents for just, you know, 4 weeks. And then
you're from around the area?
Yeah.
Okay,
so
okay.
For those of you that, you know, maybe recognize the Southwick name, Pete Southwick handed me over a little job application that said, oh, hey, you know, there's this girl in export that's going to be on pregnancy leave for 3 months. Do you maybe want to, you know, fill in for her, live here, save some money, be a responsible adult and not just move out to the middle of nowhere and try and find
a
job?
You know, those parents and the responsible adult thing, I have yet to really, well, anyways, keep going.
Yeah, exactly. So I started here just, you know, it was going to be a 3 month gig working as an export coordinator on the international team. And I just kind of never left.
So many of those stories
I know,
start
right?
that way.
I think so.
You know?
So eventually they kind of just created or they kept creating different positions for me and finally hired me on full time, and I'm still here.
And that's 3 years now that you've been here?
3 years, you know.
Like 3 months full-time? Turned into 3 years. Yep.
Like
very cool.
Just about 2 years full time.
Okay, gotcha.
I managed to hang out office style in the basement for a full year before they realized I was still here and paid me a salary.
That is awesome. Like nice. You were laid off a long time ago, but you kept coming back to the same cube and okay, good.
Yeah.
So now you used to work in a different facility, right?
Well, let's see. Technically, we just moved into the new building, so I've been at Countryside, Meadowside, and now Global 2. So
see, that's, nice. That's what I was getting at there. You moved into the shiny new building. So that's pretty neat.
How are you liking the shiny new building? Yeah.
I mean, it's definitely shiny. It's definitely shiny.
It's very spacious.
Yeah.
It is. It's nice. I'm one it's of the tall. Trainers for Exercite, and I love going through there and walking people through and stuff.
It's gorgeous.
So. Yeah.
It'll be good.
It's impressive.
That's They're still working out a lot of kinks, so that's...
Well, I'm sure every project has those, but that's awesome.
Yeah.
Cool. But we can get into your off-the-clock story, if you'd like.
Well, so as I kind of referenced, I am a bit of a wanderer. You know, my was a park ranger.
You worked for Disney?
This guy loves Disney right here.
Oh, no.
Well, it's, you know, it's
he went on a cruise.
I see Jeff perking up over there, too. You know, I mean, he's got the kids at home.
Jeff's not even surprised. He looks at me, he's like, oh, this girl? Yep. Worked for Disney.
So wait, were you a princess then, or what did you do?
So you can't be a princess unless you work there full time.
Oh, you did not work
full time. This is a thing.
Yeah.
Really?
There are rules to be a princess.
And technically, I was too tall to be a princess. They cut that off at 5'7".
Wow. Yeah. Okay, how tall are you?
5'7".
Oh, really? Just missed the cutoff. It's like being denied at the roller coaster. I feel like that's really rude.
That's a good point.
That's
I'm glad you
height
brought
discrimination.
That up. Oh, boy. Anyways, moving on. So you worked at Disney.
Yep.
Okay.
Here's a good one. I was an intern at City Hall in Italy.
What?
That was kind of fun.
Let's talk about that.
Yeah, tell me more about that. Intern at City Hall. So what is City Hall in comparison to something here in America?
Oh, very similar. And this was at kind of a small town just outside of Florence.
See, because when you said Italy, I'm like, wait, is City Hall like their capital?
No. The town was named Sesto Fiorentino.
Goodness
sure.
Which means Gesundheit. 6 miles from Florence.
Wow, they're very literal with their names. That's great.
Super creative.
I do not know what to name it. how far away are we?
So obviously you can speak the language.
Yep.
Did you know Italian before you went there? Did you learn it being immersed in the culture?
I knew a little Italian, but you learn real fast when you're forced to use it 24/7.
Yeah.
I suppose I would probably do it.
And then actually sound somewhat intelligent, like in a workplace setting. Either that or you shut up real fast, too.
You nod a lot.
Uh-huh.
I'm trying to think of something for her to say right now.
That's the funny thing when people, not that I know any other languages, but when you ask someone to say something in another language, they have no idea what to say.
Right? It's almost like, oh, you can play the guitar? Play a song.
And your mind goes blank.
Yeah, I don't know how to play guitar right now. You know? So, so how about...
Break out like Twinkle Twinkle Little Star.
Yeah. Right, yeah.
That counts, right?
Chopsticks how about,
on the guitar.
Are you having a great day, Krista, in Italian?
Oh, I was like, that was so confusing.
I was looking at her and saying that. No.
Hai fatto un giorno buono, Krista?
Sì.
Perfecto.
Okay, check that one off the list. All right.
I conversed with someone in Italiano.
So wait, how did you get the job in City Hall at the place that's 6 miles away from Florence?
It was through school.
Okay.
So they set it up.
Where did you go to school?
Did you?
If you don't mind me asking.
Minor in?
No, totally random. Did my undergrad at Madison.
Oh, okay, so. Awesome.
Badger.
Way to go.
Yeah,
Rose Bowl.
On Wisconsin. Okay, so through school, you ended up in 6 miles away from Florence.
Exactly.
And what were your duties?
Well, I spent half the internship trying to figure that out. Italian politics are much like you would think of in a movie.
Oh, really?
Lots of, oh, hey, let me just answer my phone here right in the middle of a meeting and not really talk to anyone.
There's not a lot of etiquette.
No, little etiquette. Interesting.
Do they like deal with the same stuff we deal with over here? Or?
Oh, sure. Okay. I mean, I think we spent one entire day going through, you know, stoplight that needed repair. And it was just like,
oh, of course. Oh,
very good. Parks and Rec.
Fantastic. Yeah. That's awesome. Yeah.
But in Italy.
In Italy.
That's great. So everyone's speaking a different language, basically.
Yeah.
And was there a Ron Swanson
eating
there?
Eating pasta all day.
Someone who hated their government?
Oh, there were several. Because it's very, you know, shoot, what's the word?
I don't
I'm
know.
I'm going to lose it.
If it's in Italian, I can't help you.
There's probably an English version.
Oh, right.
I was trying to think of the English version. I don't know if I know the Italian version.
Okay, so you worked at City Hall. And what happened after City Hall?
Well, then I came back and graduated and went to be a park ranger out in Utah.
Wow. Okay, seriously?
A park ranger?
Yeah.
I feel like we can make a movie about your life.
That's the thing, though. Like, jack of all trades, master of none. So when you guys were asking, like, my Johnsonville story, I'm like, I don't have one. There's too many.
Off the clock. Well, yeah, but you've done more in your short life
so far
than I have.
I'm realizing this is going to take a little bit longer than a half hour. So, okay, you were in Utah. What park were you at in Utah?
Arches National Park.
How big is that?
Oh, gosh, that's a question I don't know the answer to. I probably should if I was an ranger
fine.
There.
We have Google,
so
and
do you
it's
need
not
any kind
that
of
important.
Special training or anything to be a park ranger?
So what I did, I was technically there through the Conservation Association, and we taught environmental education to second through sixth graders. So we'd go into the schools one day, like kind of give them a pre-lesson, and then they'd come out and have field trips over the next few weeks, and then we'd go and do kind of a post exercise with them.
That sounds like so much fun.
And then on like the days we didn't have kids, I got paid to hike around the park and just talk to people. Like, this is the best job ever.
So why did you leave?
Well, this might be a part you have to edit out.
Okay, that's fine.
After the like 12th kid complained about burying his poop in the outside, I'm like, can't do it. That's also when I learned I did not want to be a teacher.
Yeah, so you have to learn in survival that if you're gonna in the woods, you have to bury it, correct? Okay.
There was also a point, too, where we were, like, rehabbing this burned-out campground site.
Yeah.
And it started to rain, and then it started to hail, and it was just disgusting outside. And my partner looked at me. She's like, hey, at least we're not at an office desk right now. And I'm like, you know what? I would rather be at an office desk right now.
Wow.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Okay, so you were burying poop in Utah, and then you came to Johnsonville, or is there another?
So after that, I went to work for Accenture, which is a big consulting firm based out of Chicago, but I did their golf event management. So anytime
they had an event manager for golfing outings?
Yep.
When are we going to get that here? We need to note that.
Like here at Johnsonville?
Yes. Just someone who manages
just
the
golf events.
That's
I like
awesome.
Do we have golf events?
We will once
oh,
we have
okay.
it. Duh. We have someone sitting across from us who could clearly handle it.
Build it and they will come.
Yes, exactly. Wow. So how long did you do that?
Just a year.
Just a year.
Yeah.
Only 365 days.
Yeah. Okay. Probably a little less.
All right.
And then you came from Chicago to Johnsonville?
So then I went to work for Northwestern.
Oh.
We're still going, dude.
So that's when I was at fundraising. And then
okay.
I had to get out.
Wow. Yeah. You have seriously packed more into... I don't want to ask how old you are.
I was just going to say, wait, how...
I'm assuming you're much younger than me, and you've packed so much more into your life than I... Wow.
It's okay. I turned 30 this year, so it's a big one. I feel like I can say that.
Yeah.
So... Because my best friend and I both turned 30 this year, we tend to go on adventures a lot. Like, we try, and every time we get together, we do something, as we call it, something stupid. Sometimes it's stupid, sometimes it's not stupid. But for our 30th birthday this year, we're going to go climb Kilimanjaro.
Wow.
Shut up.
We're going to book it. It's going to happen.
What's the time frame on this? Because
well, we
people train for like a year.
Train? Joe, come on.
Sorry.
Well, and so we were going to like consider Everest, but that takes like months and that's super a lot of training. And Kilimanjaro, you can at least
and you
know.
Could die. There's that.
Or you could not go because the weather all of a sudden decided
right.
to turn.
You make that trek out
so
there.
So we did a tiny bit of research and we're like, oh, Kilimanjaro, you can do this in like a week or two. Sure.
Oh,
plus,
wow.
maybe there's zebras climb the whole and thing in a week giraffes. Or two? Oh, yeah. It's only like 3 days.
Only like 3 days.
I'm taking a moment to catch my breath just from the conversation alone.
Wow. Okay, so when is this happening?
Well, that's what we have to decide. It was supposed to be in January, but that's...
Because I feel like we need
to
do...
like a month?
I know, that's not going to happen.
That's like in a week. We need to do a follow-up episode to find out how this whole Kilimanjaro thing turned
When you
out.
Do that, please, we will do another episode.
All right, that okay, sounds great. Good.
Pictures.
Let you know how pictures. It goes.
Yeah.
Because apparently we get like Sherpas and everything, so I'm kind of excited.
That's amazing.
This is great. Okay, so you're going to climb a mountain, and what else? Okay, so one thing that I wanted to talk to you about, not knowing that there's a huge list of things that you do or have done.
I'm kind of a hermit, guys. I don't do a whole lot.
Oh, God.
No.
You need to calm down, okay?
Travels you all over the world.
You bought a farm.
So that's the thing. So
tell me more about that.
I... like get the shake signing a year-long lease. I'm such a commitment phobe. And then like the first piece of property that I decide to invest in, I'm like, you know what? Go big or go home. I'm going to buy a farm.
So is this like a hobby
why
farm?
Not?
Did it come with animals?
It's a small farm. It's like
how many
under,
acres?
It's under seven.
That's about decent seven size though for a beginner.
Yeah.
Right.
Beginner level farm.
Yeah.
So, okay. Animals. What do we have
right now? I am up to two horses, which are not mine.
Okay, so you're boarding them, right?
Yep. Two barn cats. And then people know I have a farm. That's the problem. So I have anywhere from like 2 to 7 dogs at a time, because then I'll just, you know, take in friends that are traveling or...
Okay.
So.
2 to 7 dogs.
Do you have any
dogs.
Plans for chickens or goats?
Chickens scare me a little bit.
Really?
I don't know. The beaks and the feathers. I don't know. I wouldn't be super opposed because I like eggs.
I've heard that chickens are incredibly great pets. Yeah. They have really
literally,
good personalities.
Last night I was told that leghorns produce some of the best eggs.
Leghorns.
Leghorns. Leghorn chickens.
I definitely, sure. That's a goal of mine. I want chickens someday. Yep,
there you go.
And depending on the kind of chicken you buy, determines the color of eggs.
You
they
two
lay.
Can
really?
Consult each mm-hmm. other. When acquiring chickens.
Well, apparently you with Mr. Leghorn over there.
There's another member here, Sean Burkhardt. I just dropped his name because I have no shame.
now he has to come on the show.
Yeah, right. He
and
owns
chickens.
Yep. And he also has a farm. He has a, well, kind of like a Mark Polensky situation where they grow all of their vegetables and stuff. So
go back to an earlier episode.
Yes. So I was asking him, like, you know, what kind of chicken produces the best eggs? He goes, Leghorn. Straight up.
All right.
This is our conversation. But let's get on to this conversation right here. So you don't have anything else besides those animals?
Nope.
Right
and
now.
I have a pretty black brown thumb. I kill almost every plant.
Nice.
Oh.
So
and you
crops
bought
are
a farm.
Not a good situation.
Did it come with a barn?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's
hence
awesome.
The barn cats.
Yep.
I gather that. Some people have sheds, you know. I mean, it's a thing. And then I also have written down here, you are an adventurer. Now, we found that out through Mount Kilimanjaro, but what other fun adventuring stories do you have for us?
Well, I'm recently starting to get into rock climbing. I've gone a couple of times.
How do you get started on that? Do you walk up to a rock and go, I want to climb this? Or do you go to an actual rock climbing
No,
facility?
We were in D.C. and we signed up for like this full day course with an instructor. And
who's we?
I mean, rock climbing, that's like you better trust
you
what you're
yeah.
hooked into. You can't.
Right.
Well, I mean, I suppose doing. You could, but.
Are there places around here to do that?
The two that I've found are Devil's Lake.
Yes, I was going to suggest
yep.
that.
So I've been there yep. a couple times. And then apparently there's one just north of Chilton, too, that you cool. can go climbing. So
oh,
I'm
wow.
starting to, like, gather my own equipment. Part of the High Angle Rescue Team here at Johnsonville.
Nice.
We failed to mention all the teams that she's on. Oh. How many teams are you on?
I don't know. That one.
That one. Okay, just checking.
I am a first responder.
And you're a first responder. That's awesome.
Yeah.
I used to be on the High Angle Rescue Team, so I know what that's like.
You should join back. We're a fun group.
I know you are.
Sounds terrifying.
Yeah.
So, okay, you're climbing rocks.
Do you kayak as well?
I love kayaking.
Okay.
So we go to kayak school. Sorry, that's every time I say we, this is my best friend and I.
That's the one
you're going to climb the mountain with.
Yep, okay, exactly.
Great. And where does she live?
In D.C.
D.C., okay.
Yeah, and there's a lot, ton to do out there, so we usually end up going there. But
all right.
But yeah, we go to whitewater school once a year. It's like this full weekend thing where, you know, you work on your rolling skills.
Is this at Whitewater or is it a whitewater school? Where is it?
Well, it's one central location, but they have several different rivers out there. So depending on what skills you want to work on.
Is it in Wisconsin, though?
No. Well, they do have some in Wisconsin. I just learned, apparently, in Wausau, they have an indoor whitewater facility.
Shut up.
Guess who's going to Wausau this winter?
Wow. But what, I mean, is that out in D.C. then?
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. Okay. So everything you do.
But they do have a couple different rivers up north, like near Crivets, that you can run.
That's cool.
So.
Okay. So whitewater rafting, mm-hmm. kayaking-ish. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Whitewater kayaking.
Whitewater. Do you go down like the waterfalls? Do you like?
Little ones. I haven't worked up to the big ones yet.
What is a big one?
Because that's when you have to know
because
how to roll.
Because to me, I look at a waterfall, right? And I'm like, that's a big one.
I want
to
say, so we were talking about this last time. I think the record is like 30 feet.
Oh, my God.
Like just.
Are you going to tackle that? Because we're going to want to talk about that if you do. I'm sorry. Anything over 3 feet, we're going to want to come back and talk about.
I don't know. That's kind of terrifying. That's a lot of hang time.
And who knows how you're going to land.
She goes down, hang time.
Well, of course. Man. Screaming probably louder than that, though, Joe.
Oh, I would hope so. Yeah. Okay. So any other fun adventure things that you do?
I mean, just things based off of that. You know, like sea kayaking, or we like to climb or do the Via Ferrata or whatever.
The what?
So,
Joe looked at me like.
The Via Ferrata?
Via Ferratas, there's a few throughout the country and the world, I think, technically. They were originally invented to get troops over mountains. So it's like metal posts in the wall that like you just climb up and over.
How big is this wall?
Well, and by wall, I mean mountain.
Because you said mountain. You said it was designed to get troops over mountains. And then you said it's like metal rods in a wall.
In a mountain wall.
Okay.
To clarify.
Wow.
I know.
You climb these things too?
They're fun.
I would assume so by this smile on your face. Oh, man. Okay, so let's then move on.
This is interesting because I feel like she came into this going, I don't have anything to talk about.
That's literally the conversation we had before we
and
started
she's
recording.
She's had more to talk about than any guest we've had on the show yet.
Right. And we're not even done yet.
We could be done.
No.
No, no, no.
No, no. Okay, so then also, you speak Italian. Mm-hmm. I can't speak English, though.
And, it's hard.
But you speak four languages in all?
Ish.
Yeah. I do have four-ish on here.
There we go.
Okay.
Yeah, so I start off with Spanish, as one does in school.
Yeah.
Speak that, you know, conversationally, I would say.
I can't. Okay, keep going.
Yep. And then I picked up Italian when I lived there. And then while I was there, actually, I learned French just kind of as part of one of my classes. I had to read in French. But the thing with languages, you just lose them really fast if you don't use them.
Yeah,
I would assume so.
Well, and these three languages are all Romance languages. So it's easy and hard because all the grammar is very similar. So as long as you're kind of in the right mindset...
Isn't it very much like female ends with and male ends with or whatever?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
And the grammar is very similar. But my problem then is I'll be like talking in Spanish and throw in Italian words and not even realize it.
That's
so when you're talking to a native speaker, they're like, dude, who is this idiot?
Wow. Huh.
I'm impressed that you can mix two different languages up. I mean.
That's pretty amazing. Yeah. I mean, I have, like I said, I have a hard enough time with English.
I've always wanted to learn Italian. I think it's a beautiful language.
It is. It's fun. Cool. Well, it's fun too, because like French, you don't pronounce anything, so you always feel like you're swallowing half the words. But and Spanish is kind of in the middle, but Italian, you pronounce absolutely everything, so it's really
fun.
Wait,
what does that mean?
Well, you enunciate. Yeah. You really enunciate every...
Like you look at a French word, it could be 10 letters, and you say like 3 of them.
What?
You look at an Italian word, it could be 10 letters, you say 15 of them.
I'm not understanding this. How does anyone get a word out? I mean, if it's French and you're literally just gargling on the letters, like
kind of, yeah.
Huh? How do they know what they're saying?
That'd be really hard to learn, I think.
We.
Look at that.
We.
You're halfway there.
Yeah, but that was one word. How many letters are in that word?
Three.
Three.
I got every one of them. So, okay. You speak four-ish languages.
Well, I think one of them she speaks. It's English.
There we go. Understand four. How's that?
That's more than what I can do. Right. I mean, that's not saying much, really. So, okay. Then I also have down here, which was slid across my email.
Uh-oh.
Forks.
Oh no.
What is this about?
What does this mean? Why do I have to ask you about fork etiquette?
Because I eat like a decent human being.
Okay, please elaborate. Because Nicole Ruda seems to think otherwise.
So I forget. I think we were at a team dinner sometime. And I don't know if it's how I was brought up or so. My grandmother is from Europe, so maybe that's just how I picked it up. I'm not sure.
Okay.
But like any normal human being, when you have a steak knife or some kind of sharp utensil in your right hand and you have the fork in your left hand,
perfect.
Right? That's how most people cut meat.
Yes.
Why would you waste time
unless you're
flipping them back and
ambidextrous
forth?
And you can do both?
Yeah. Sure.
Okay.
So you just keep your fork in your left hand. And I get made fun of for that.
So wait, I keep mine in my left hand.
There you go.
But you point it up, not down.
I think that's what we're missing here. There's an element of style that you have. As a matter of fact, it's called the European style. Straight up. I'm looking at this. This was sent literally.
There's a picture of a fork on the email.
Etiquette from Nicole Ruda to myself saying, please talk to Ashley about this. So what does that mean? You're holding the fork like upside down?
Yeah. So when you cut, you know, the fork acts as like a what?
You
dagger?
Stab the meat. Yeah.
Okay, I get that with meat though. But yep. What about just normal things?
Well,
hash
why
browns?
Would you take the time to then flip it upside down when because you could just use it
hands.
As like a little platform for the rest of your food?
But it's got a curve, so it just flops right back off.
It's straight. I don't know what you're talking about.
What a fork? Look at it. It's curved right here. I'm looking at it.
It's flat enough. Plus, it's got a broad surface, so you can just scoop something up on top of your fork.
What are you scooping? I mean,
straight
okay,
to your mouth.
Let's go to peas.
The fork even has the little grooves that the peas rest ever so nicely right between the tines.
They're in between the tines, but as you can see, the curvature of my fingers here. How do they not just roll right off? Huh?
That would hurt the roof of your mouth.
Is it a spork or a fork?
Well, my forks all have this little curve on it if you're holding it upside down.
Okay, so
my forks are not flat.
It has a curve near the base, but then the tines are flat.
I have to see this.
Okay, we have to have lunch.
We should go right after this, actually. I'm
I know,
so
I'm
hungry.
Starving, too.
That would be good.
Talking about forks. Okay. All right, so you acquired this from your grandma, most likely.
I have no idea, honestly.
I would say I eat like that when I'm cutting. The fork is down, you cut, you just pick it up. But if I'm not cutting, I don't eat with
that's fair. I would have to say I also do that when cutting. But eating just straight up, I don't think
so. You
I
take
do that.
The time to switch your fork around after you've cut it.
Well, I don't know. I guess I'm good at it. So like, I mean, I can do these little
it's
flip things.
You don't think about to be
like
honest.
It's in my left hand.
You don't think about
and I can
it. I
like flip it up in the air, and
right.
then it like
it's
falls in my other hand. Perfect.
It's civilized.
There we go. And I mean, if you don't have a knife to begin with, then I use my fork in my right hand. But
okay. But it's still upside down.
No, because then you would never need to have it upside down.
Right.
Logic, Joe.
See, I eat the same way you do.
Thank
you. Why do they have the curve on the fork? Why is there any curve on the fork?
I don't know.
Okay. I'm really struggling. I'm going to have to YouTube.
Joe, we're going for lunch.
I'm okay with that.
And apparently we're getting steak.
Yes, we have to cut something.
This is amazing. This is why we do this, folks.
This might be the weirdest conversation we've had on the podcast so far.
I would hope so.
I am glad to have that honor.
Good.
We're opening the door to many other weird conversations.
Yes.
It's basically what we're getting
Weirdness
to.
Weirdness is okay.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, so I'm glad we got the fork out of the way. Thank you.
I started out my Johnsonville story. I was only supposed to be here 3 months. And honestly, the reason that I'm still here is because I love this company, the culture, everything. Like, you know, and it's just a company where there's lots of opportunities. You know, if you want to try something, for the most part, they'll find a way for you to try it.
We're like a podcast.
Exactly. Exactly.
That's very cool.
Like, you express interest in some area of the company and they'll try and get you a 5-star or, you know, it's just, it's a very good learning environment and I love learning.
Yeah. Awesome. I agree.
That's good. Hopefully all of us do. Because, well, here we're supposed to do it. So.
Yeah. It's an expectation. Good.
Awesome. Well, we really appreciate you coming on Off the Clock. You have a great story. I bet you we could do a different episode on each one of your hobbies.
We probably could.
We really could.
I'm always excited when we get to interview someone I don't know because I've learned so much about you. And that's the whole point of this podcast.
Right.
So I hope a lot of people out there listening will be like, oh, even people you work with who maybe
that's
don't
true.
Know this stuff about you. I think it's really cool that they'll get a little bit more of an insider view into what your life is like outside of work.
Right.
And that's really cool.
Yeah. So. So thank you so much. As we do every time, we have the guests sign us off. Let her rip.
All right. Well, this is Ashley Southwick, and you've been listening to another episode of Off the Clock, a podcast made the Johnsonville way.
I hope you're recording this because that's perfect for the end.
The end bite.
That is perfect fodder for the end.